ice lolly. Morgs, what's yours? I mean, just stuck another cheese straw in. Phil's eyes have gone in the top of his head because he's thinking, I'm not quite sure which one mine is. Go on.
I'm going to go away. The green and white twister.
Yes! Yes! Now, actually, I've got a bit of a something to tell you on that. And that, this is pure coincidence. We've not discussed this, have we?
No.
I was in the Old Fiddle last night, right, getting some bread and stuff. You know what I mean, down near George?
No, I do.
No,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, go
right?
on.
And I just thought, yeah, yeah, I'm going to have an ice cream tonight after I've had something to eat. And I saw it. Twister. In the freezer department.
Right.
So I got it.
Yeah.
I got home last night, had something to eat, forgot about them. But then about 10 o'clock last night, I went, oh, I've got those twisters in the fridge. Bum, 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 bum. Down I went, into the freezer. Not the same. Not the same.
Why do they have to faff with recipes for stuff? They're doing it all the time with everything. Just leave it as it is.
But it physically don't look the same either. So, but it does say Twister on the front. So
was it a proper Twister? Or
I don't know. That's what I'm not sure.
I think it might be an off-brand one.
Do you think so?
Maybe,
but
yeah.
How come they call it Twister?
Has he gone for a roller instead?
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
It's very coarse. I.e. the twisted lines are very coarse. It's very ripply. Do you know what I mean?
Is it still green and white and like the red bit in the middle?
Yeah, but really dark red. Not as bright lime green. Right? And then... It doesn't have the same. So I didn't think it had the same.
You bought fakes.
Have I?
Yeah.
Well done, Lee.
Anyway, it is today's show. Is a bit of a special because, as you may have seen from the old Facebook post, it's about office snacks. You know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're ready for home. Lunch is well and truly worn off. Worn off for Phil about 10 o'clock this morning. Those snacks that you can just snack on at the desk, which are... Not just acceptable, but worth it, yeah?
I've nailed this as well, by the way.
I think you have. So Phil was set the task of grabbing the office snacks. However, I also said there should be one that is, like, proper against protocol. Now, I can't see one...
Yet.
...on this...
Better not start, no. But she miscalculated. She didn't want to end up jaded. Decided not to miss out on true love. So by changing her misconceptions, she went in a new direction and found inside she felt a connection. She fell in love.
Clarkson with Miss Independent here on the Food and Drink Show, Ribble FM 106.7. Now then, we're talking office snacks. And I've gone to the shop today. And
I'm gazing, not grazing.
You've been grazing as well, mate. Yeah, you have.
I'm just gazing.
You've been grazing.
Well, ooh. All I'm saying is I'm noticing a packet of something here that had 20 in. I've just turned up to the show and there is 3 left.
Well, like I say, I left them... I'm fairly certain it was a full box when I left them with producer Tom, and since I've come back, there are three left. Anyway, moving on, quickly. I've gone for a savoury option and then some sweet options as well. So my first one...
Can I just ask, though...
Why are you asking questions?
No, I'm just asking, because is that what you would go for? Because this was your little task. Would you prefer a sweet snack in the afternoon or a savoury?
A savoury snack. All right, this okay. This is my... I like this.
Right, okay.
So I've gone for some cheese twists and a little bit of sweet chilli hummus. Get your chops around that, guys.
Yeah, like that. Let's have a quick taste of that.
Come on, Mo's diving.
Oof. Particular brands here, or are they just like a regular supermarket?
Do you think that bothers me in any way, shape or form? Are you ready?
Oh, they're crunchy.
Mm.
Oh, bit of a cheese twist.
Good now, isn't it?
Would you go for a cheese twist or maybe a bag of cheesy Wotsits or something like that?
If you dip in, it needs to be a twister.
Yeah. That,
See, I'd love to twist, but there isn't much hummus left.
No, there isn't, but it is really good, that sweet chilli hummus.
Is
you can't
it?
Beat that.
Is it?
Well, try a little bit in the bottom then, okay?
Just dip your finger in, stop being a baby about everything.
Yeah, good idea, that. So, talking about office protocol, bit messy, crumbs, because they're breaking up a little bit. What do you think your workmates would say if you were sat around the same desk?
Well, happy? That wouldn't bother me, because I've localised the crummage to my area.
Right, okay.
And it doesn't stink, so...
No, there's no smell.
No smell.
Yeah, like that. I'm going to give you a shitting for that one.
You might have a bit of hummus breath afterwards. That's about it.
Well, don't get too close to breathing, people, Mogs.
Correct.
That's your problem in the office anyway, personal space and hygiene.
This world is wearing thin. Stay.
Shakespeare's Sister and Stay Right still to come. The rest of the snacks, so we've got... No, I'm not going to tell you, actually. You'll have to wait.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
Thousands of miles together, every early start, every late drive. When your BMW reaches 3 years old, it deserves expert care without the premium price. At Bowker BMW, our competitive service prices offer up to 40% discount on BMWs over 3 years old. Our expert technicians know your BMW inside out, and we only use genuine parts which come with a 2-year warranty. Book today. Search Bowker BMW in Blackburn or Preston.
Spring has sprung in the Ribble Valley, and it's blooming beautiful at Shackleton's Home and Garden in Chamburn. Discover vibrant, colourful pot plants, sprouting bulbs, and stunning specimen trees ready to bring your garden to life. Thinking ahead to summer? Our huge range of stylish garden furniture is ready for you. Lovely looking lawns, colourful beds, stunning furniture. Make a day of it and visit our store in Chapman. Shackleton's. Experience different.
Craving something seriously next level? Then get down to 115 Guys on Lowergate, Clitheroe. The original and only burger house in town. We're talking gourmet smash burgers, loaded fries, locally sourced produce, and their legendary in-house made spice bags. Big flavour, street cool food, and there's even a children's menu for the little foodies. Order your next burger fix today. Call 01200 411 766 or visit 115guides.co.uk or find them on the socials.
Planning an adventure? Hitching a trailer, caravan or bike rack to your vehicle? Whether it's for work or leisure, Ribble Valley Towing has you covered. Fitting a new tow bar, repairs, electrics, our experienced engineers will sort it. Expert fitting, quality accessories and an honest local service at the right price. Choose Ribble Valley Towing, Unique 20, Twinbrook Industrial Estate, Clitheroe.
Don't look back.
Belinda Carlisle's Circle in the Sand, known for all the hits. Enjoy that
hey,
one.
Hey,
sorry.
I'm having that.
Sorry.
It's because you've never heard of her.
I'm sorry.
It has to be the king of snacks, doesn't it? The bag of crisps. Yeah? I like what you said earlier. Just repeat what you said, because I went, ooh, Sensations Thai Sweet Chili.
It's a safe choice. You know you're taking no risks with a bag of Sensations. In fact, a bag of Walkers I'm going for.
Yeah.
You get a bag of Walkers crisps, it's a safe choice. You know they're going to be all right. They're not going to be phenomenal, but it's safe. It's but safe. These, just delicious.
I think Walkers, generally, you're going to be like,
are
yeah,
they the
not
king
phenomenal.
Of crisps, you think? Obviously, there are other manufacturers of crispy products, but do we think Walkers are the king of crisps?
I think considering they've got Sensations out there as well.
Yeah. Mm. I think you've got to give it a man. You've got to doff your cap.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Okay, go on.
Because...
Seabrooks.
Yeah.
I know you were going to go
Seabrook,
there.
Salt and vinegar are the best crisps
Look,
on the planet.
They can have the best crisp award, but the best manufacturer has a variety of crisps that are right behind Seabrooks.
Thanks, Mark. Okay. Exactly that.
Seabrook, smoky bacon, next level.
No, indigestion.
Indigestion and repeating?
Yeah.
Isn't that part of the enjoyment of food?
Is it?
Quite strong, those, Phil.
They are.
There's a little bit of heat with them.
But,
like it.
Again, office decorum we're talking about. They don't stink.
No.
No one's going to get annoyed. The only thing that might be quite annoying for people is that...
Noise. Yeah.
And in bag every 20 seconds.
Yeah. No, I
See,
get that.
On the flip side, I think I've got a bit of a controversial point to the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Not necessarily on smell, but... I'd be on, like, super spicy crisps, because I can handle it. But then someone that comes over and goes, oh, can I just have a crisp? Yeah, go for it. And then they'll have one. Can't breathe. Oh, and then yeah. They won't ask me again.
So you are one of those people that in the office would do what I'm going to do at the end, because you just don't like anybody in it. So thanks about that for that mod. So we now know that you don't like us.
No, it's not about that. It's about people wanting to take my snacks.
Oh, so it's a deterrent.
Yes, because if I've got really spicy snacks and someone comes over and has one, realises how spicy it is and they can't handle it, they're then not going to ask for snacks again.
Get it. Love it.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick. I wanna feel like
Yeah, mega hit.
Get out of here. We love a bit of Queen Bee.
Beyonce, Run the World. Right, we're into the sweet treats. Mm-hmm. So a sugar hit in the afternoon with your brew, afternoon brew about 3 o'clock. We've just tried the flapjack bites, of which there's 20 in one of those little plastic containers.
Yeah, the one that was only three of when I got here.
Yeah, but do you know what? I have to sympathise with Morgs. That is probably one of the most Moorish little sweet treats you could get.
And that's why producer Tom ended up eating 17 of them. But, yeah.
It's absolute lies.
And I think that's something that I think, unlike Morgan, who won't share anything, that's something that you can share. If you, you know, if you're in a small office, you could get a couple of boxes of them on the table, open them up, there you go, everyone just picks it.
Hang on a second, though. In the last 6-7 times that I brought donuts in, isn't it? That's like, apart from this today, it's normally me that brings snacks in and shares it with everyone.
Yeah, but you fill them donuts full of sriracha, so we can't eat them.
Yeah, sriracha donuts.
Ooh, that sounds quite... No. Sorry, we're on topic of donuts. Do you know what I really fancy?
Go on.
One of Mark's Artisan Bakery.
Oh, the sourdough
donuts.
Yes. Right, so, Phil, just thinking about the corporate side of this, what benefit does it have, do you think, to the team that's around you? When you walk in and you go, bosh, there's a tray of flapjacks. Lifts the morale, doesn't it? Everybody goes, oh, nice one, cheers, mate.
I suppose it can do, yeah.
Because you'll never know, because you never get in the good books.
No, because
you just don't do it.
What it'd do for, it just annoy me.
Yeah.
It'd just bug me. Like, what are they planning?
What are they up to?
The other shoe's going to drop in a minute. What's going on? There's obviously something coming.
I'm really interested in what we'll do next. I want to just play a tune, because I think what's coming next deserves a full section.
Massively underrated.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park, and then later when it gets dark,
we go home.
Just a perfect day.
Feed animals in the zoo.
Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day.
I'm glad I spent it with you.
Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on.
You just keep.
Just a perfect day.
Problems all left alone. A weekender's on our own.
It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. A perfect day.
perfect day.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
1, 2, 3.
MC Hub is the ultimate place for bikers. Why? Because they offer the best prices, huge choice of stock from all the well-known brands, and most importantly, epic customer service. Browse two floors crammed with anything and everything you may be looking for. Main dealer for RST and an RI service centre. So, come and have a brew, a chat, try stuff on, go home happy. Yeah, it's that easy. Visit MC Hub, just off the M65 at Junction 4, Darwin Services. Signposted all the way, or simply Google MC Hub Darwin.
Is your MOT due? Don't just tick the box. Ensure your vehicle's health with Ribble Valley's most trusted team at Checkered Flag Chapman. We believe an MOT is more than a legal requirement. It's a vital health check for your car. Our expert technicians treat every vehicle with the care and precision it deserves. Book your MOT with Checkered Flag today, because safety and reliability aren't just important, they're everything. Drive in, drive out, drive on with confidence. Make sure your car crosses the finish line with a Checkered Flag. Call us now on 01200 441 221.
After an accident, many drivers believe they must use their insurer's chosen repairer, but actually, you have the right to choose. James Alp has over 30 manufacturer approvals from Tesla, Land Rover, Jaguar, Audi, BMW, Mercedes and more. They offer free collection and delivery and provide a courtesy vehicle as standard, regardless of your policy. And if your insurer raises your excess for choosing your own repairer, James Alp could help you cover those costs too. Visit jamesalp.co.uk.
Looking to turn your precious memories, holiday snaps, sports shirts, family heirlooms into gallery quality showpieces? Then head over to Bespoke Picture Framing by Alexander, located on York Street, Clitheroe. With over 150 five-star reviews, Alexander handcrafts every frame with museum quality glass options to preserve your treasures for years to come. He frames everything from prints and paintings to vinyl records and odd keepsakes. Oh, and he loves a challenge. So whatever you need framing, Alexander's your expert. Bespoke Picture Framing by Alexander. Bring in your memories. Walk out with art.
Hey, have you lost weight?
No, I've just had my bra fitted properly, so everything is right where it should be. Remember, any good outfit starts with the right foundations. If your boobs aren't up where they should be, being supported and making you feel comfortable, then nothing is going to look or feel right. You wouldn't put a size 7 foot in a size 3 shoe now, would you? Perfect Fit by Carol, with more sizes than you can imagine, and fitting so easy. There's no tape measures involved. It's practically magic. You'll wonder why you didn't visit sooner. Visit them on King Street, Clitheroe, or check out their Facebook page. Perfect Fit by Carol, getting you your perfect fit.
James Morrison, Fight Another Day. Let me set you a scene, already. Picture this. It's okay. Now 2:45-ish. Yeah. It's probably kicking around brew time. You know, you're out of dinner. You're probably a little bit bored. You're going to go to the kettle. And this is my last office snack that I've picked today. Well, actually, second to last, because I've not done the last one.
I was going to say, you've not done the...
I've not done the dirty one.
The dirty
completely
one.
Objectionable. The completely,
yeah, yeah. So, you've made your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Ting, 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 ting. Sit down, back down at your desk. Oh, do you know what you need? Something to dunk. Now, which way are we going to go? Other than this, the classic UK staple food, a custard cream.
I'm with you, 100%. But I normally refrain from dunking ones that have got, like, a filling in the middle because it melts in the coffee and spoils your coffee.
That'd make you wrong, so...
I think dunking it in a cup of tea, absolutely fine. I think it has to be with a cup of tea, though. Eating them on their own is just...
What, would you not eat them on their own?
Well, I'd at least need a drink or something afterwards because they're dry.
Yeah, but Tom's done half a packet already.
No, he hasn't. Stop blaming Tom, will you? All of you. Leave Tom out of this.
So, there's a full box of, well, bag of, but what do you call them?
Yeah,
Packet of custard creams here. Do you know what we need?
What?
Most of them make a brew.
Yeah, make a brew, absolutely.
Where's the kettle?
What do they call the round oatmeal biscuit? What's it called?
Hobnob.
Nearly blew the microphone up.
With another hobnob.
Yeah.
Chalky hobnob.
A chalky hobnob, yeah.
Dark chocolate.
I think I'm going for that as my king of biscuits.
Dark chocolate.
Milk chocolate hobnob.
Milk chocolate hobnob.
What about Oreos?
No. They're well overrated.
Yeah, but that's actually less than a mouthful is an Oreo. Less than a mouthful. Not worth it.
I'm just getting opinions on Oreos.
We could just stick with the classic digestive.
Chocolate digestive.
What about a bourbon?
Oh, not over a custard cream.
No, they're horrible, aren't they?
No, absolutely.
I don't get it.
In fact, you're not talking about it.
Music is power. Let it flow through your mind. You're just like a flower. Yeah, in the deep sunshine. Are you invited to the party of life? Now you've decided. Oh, do you live till you die? Wild days we live in.
certainly is power. Richard Ashcroft there, right, it's about 10-2, just coming up to that now. And so, to finish up, and before we get into the, like, proper one that you're not supposed to do at work...
I think I've got an idea.
I think I have as well. Well, I've got a category idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm not sure what it is in that category that he's got up his sleeve.
But hang on, because I'm going to have to go and get it.
Yeah.
I've done the cooking, but I don't want to ruin anything coming in first.
Right.
So I'm going to disappear. I'm going to shut the door behind me as well.
Yeah.
So you don't get any kind of inkling of what's happening.
Right.
Well, that makes me think even more about... what it could be.
Just before you go, I wanted to really quickly mention there was a great article last week post Accrington Food Festival. Accrington Food Festival is often sort of like mistaken as being the poor brother of Clitheroe Food Festival, which is a mega event, as we know. But according to the article, Accrington Food Festival, which was just a couple of weeks ago, injected over $350,000 into the local economy. That is some festival, that, isn't it?
Shout out to our pal, Marie, as well. He's a bit of a driving force behind everything that's happening in Accrington at the moment. And quite an interesting man to speak to, actually, if you need any stats or facts or figures about anything regarding this local area.
So he had his team doing a survey during the food festival. And all those figures are based on those stats and that data that was collected. But this is the one that scared me. The average spend per person at the festival was £46.20. That is a huge amount of money.
It is, but you can see how you'd easily do that. Because I know there's even like a few of the smaller ones that happen. You know, like the little artisan ones that happen. It's quite easy to get carried away at a good food market.
Because you just buy with your eyes,
yeah,
don't you?
Straight away.
But then you've also got the element of, you're walking around, you see an actual food stall that you can eat right now, and then that's going to be a tenner.
Yeah.
And then you carry on walking, you find a dessert stand, which is going to be another tenner. So you've done £20 there already, and then you're taking bits home.
And then you see a cheese stall where there's, like, loads of different flavoured cheeses.
Exactly.
And next thing you've dropped £50 and you're going home skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, you go and get that
let me
thing.
Let me go.
So the last part of this is that, and big hats off to Accrington for putting the event on, it's up 70% in terms of revenue per head on last year's festival. Incredible. Right. I'm hoping... Oh, no.
And if I stand at the door, and I'm just going to waft it in to start with...
I'm there already, mate.
Just a waft.
Completely and utterly... inexcusable.
That it's exactly what I thought, and it is inexcusable.
Mate, if you brought that, into the office, that'd be it. Honestly, it's like, yeah, can you just call it accounts on your way out and collect your P45? Mate, honestly, really?
And I get it stinks, but how good is it to eat?
Right, see, I'm in a bit of a turmoil here, because right now, I fancy some... and it smells quite good.
Yeah, but I'm looking at producer Tom, face has gone upside down. If I was in the office and somebody brought it in, I'd be up in arms.
Yeah,
I'd but if it was me that brought it in, I'd be
you'd
like,
be well happy.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, and I think it's only going to get worse as the day drifts on.
Yeah.
Are we talking about?
I've got some smoked peppered mackerel.
That has been warmed up in the microwave.
Warmed up in the microwave.
So you've actually just ruined our microwave as well.
Yeah. if I'm leaving a mark.
So you're going to make a milky brew in the staff kitchen, right? Make a milky brew and you open the microwave and it stinks of curry or fish. And you've then got to put your milk in. Oh, no!
You're just having a cold glass of milk.
Anyway, I've got to have a nibble. I've got to have a nibble. Hang on.
Oh, it's
got
to be done. I mean, I will be doing it in a sec. Like I say, because it smells good to me right now, it's because I fancy some.
Oh.
If I don't fancy some,
so
I'm going
nice.
To kick off.
So good, though, isn't it?
Tender.
So good.
Flavoursome. So nice. Right, that is it. If we've upset you by just describing what's happening in our office, I do apologise. But thanks for joining us on the Food and Drink Show.
Yes.
I'm Lee. I'll see you next time.
I'll see you next time, and thanks for fish, Phil.
Toodos.
Winter City.
weather forecast, brought to you by Shackleton's Home and Garden. Inspiration for every season.
Here is your local weather forecast. Cloudy with showery outbreaks of rain during the morning. Some sunny or bright spells developing. However, a continued risk of showers with hail and thunder before these fade towards evening. Maximum temperature 16 degrees Celsius.
The Afternoon Show is sponsored by Shackleton's Home and Garden in Chatburn. Experience different.